Well, hello everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. And so on this podcast, I release encouraging words, words filled with hope, strengthening, comfort to spur you along in your walk with Jesus Christ. Not every prophetic word is for you, so make sure you judge every word. Make sure you test the spirit behind every word and take every prophetic word that you hear to the Lord in prayer so he can speak more to you. Receiving a prophetic word does not replace the necessity of seeking the Lord for yourself. Hearing his voice for yourself. You are a sheep and you hear his voice. John 10:27. So I'm going to pray and get into the word. So Holy Spirit, thank you, God. Anoint my voice to release this word. Lord, I just pray that everything I say today would be from you and not from me, and that, Lord, I just pray you'd bring the right people to hear this word. Pray you'd give me your heart of love, that I would deliver the prophetic word from the place of love. And I pray everything I say would bring you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, I'm going to get right to it. I just literally woke up about a half an hour ago. The Lord got me up in the night to write another prophetic word that I released on the website. Thank you, Jesus. And then I tried to go back to sleep because I was tired and I just didn't sleep very well. I was like, what's going on? I just had this restlessness in my stomach. It almost felt like a nervousness. I managed to go back to sleep for about an hour, and then I woke up and realized that I had had a dream. And the Lord is asking for me to share that dream with you. And so I'm going to read what I wrote down. I had a dream that I had white hair coming in thick around my new reddish hair color. I lifted up part of my hair and there was a long section of soft white hair. It was new growth. White hair was also growing around my hairline and temples. I was trying to figure out what to do. There was no way to hide the white hair. I couldn't get it dyed again so soon. I couldn't cover it up with my dry shampoo. My mom was in the dream saying, "What are you going to do?" She was concerned. The Lord, I pray you'd help me. The Lord's just telling me that this dream isn't just for me, it's for many of you. And so I'm going to read what the Lord revealed to me, and then hopefully I'll just flow with Him. So come, Holy Spirit, I thank you, God. Fill my voice, fill my mouth. Thank you, God. The Lord told me the hair is your covering. You are seasoned, and you're trying to hide it. You're afraid of what other people think and that they will not like you if you shine too brightly. You have wisdom coming in, new wisdom, along with purity, grace, and holiness. You won't be able to hide it. The Lord says, I'm healing that part of you. It was damaged by other people by their jealousy and by their disdain for you. Holy Spirit, help me. You won't be able to hide it, he says. Just flowing with the Lord now, guys. You won't be able to hide it. Have I called you to hide? Have I called you to crawl under the bed and hide? We're far past that season. He says, I'm birthing the new. I'm birthing the new in your life and in and through your life. He says, you're a birther. You're a birther. Right now I'm getting the image of a cow in a barn giving birth, like baby animals on a farm. There's a time and a season for birthing. There's a time and a season for birthing. This is your springtime. This is your springtime. Animals typically give birth in the spring. I'm seeing ducks and geese and their little ones waddling after them. Seems like it's always in the spring. It might be cold outside where you are. It might be January. It might be frigid. You might look around and see snow and no leaves on the trees and things look dead and desolate. But the Lord says it's springtime for you. It's your season of birth and regrowth. You're an anomaly, he says. You're an anomaly. You're called to stand out. You're called to be different. While everyone else is hibernating, you're called to birth. You're called to birth. Ashahadu. You're called to gather. You're called to hunt. You're called to bring it into the storehouse. Please help me, Holy Spirit. This is your season of birth and regrowth. What you're gathering, what you're storing up for yourself, it's not just for you. You're going to feed others. You're going to feed the masses. It's the multiplication. It's like the loaves and the fishes that I multiplied in the wilderness. He's asking me to turn to a scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe it's in Mark chapter 8. So I'm going to go there now. I don't know, is that like elevator music for spirit-filled people? I'm not really sure what that was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I love you. Ever do that? You just start singing in tongues and you don't realize you're doing it until you're already doing it. So you're committed, so you might as well just finish. That's what that was. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to start in Mark chapter 8, verse 1. I'm in the New King James. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar. Then his disciples answered him, saying, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? He's telling me to stop there. His disciples answered him, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? And I'll just paraphrase, you know, so he asks them, how many loaves do you have? They say 7. And he tells everybody to sit down on the ground. He takes the loaves and he breaks them. He gives them to the disciples. He has the disciples set the bread before the people. And then he also multiplies the fish. And everybody eats and everybody's filled. There's like 4,000 people. Thank you, Lord. But back to the question, chapter 8, verse 4. His disciples asked this beautiful question, How can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? And what's ringing in my head right now is Jesus saying in John 6, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Because of me, there's enough. He's saying, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. Those in the wilderness, they're hungry. They're hungry. They're in a desolate place. They were there 3 days. They wouldn't make it back. It was a long journey to where they came from, and they needed sustenance. They needed to be filled. They needed food, or they might faint on the way back home. It was either they were going to be fed, or it wasn't going to end well. They were stuck. They had no other options. They had stayed with Jesus. They had no hope that Jesus was their hope. And so they stayed where hope was. But where were they going to find bread in the wilderness? And Jesus is like, I have what you need. I am the bread of life. I have everything that you need. And so did Jesus give the people the bread? Did he give the people the fish? No, he didn't. He had the disciples put it out before them. As they went, there was enough. As they handed it out, there was enough. As they obeyed the Lord, the people ate and they were satisfied. They were filled. Lord's saying to you today, you're afraid that you're not enough. You're afraid that you're not enough. You think what I'm asking you to do is going to come from you. And you're right. You're not enough. Without me, you're not enough at all. You have nothing without the Lord, but you do, in fact, have the Lord. You are, in fact, filled with His Spirit. You are, in fact, joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. You have one up on the disciples. You know, Jesus was there in their vicinity, but you are actually joined to Him in the Spirit. You're actually one with Him. So Jesus says, everything that you need, I'm going to give you. I'm going to do it. But you're going to be my hands and feet, and you're going to feed some people. You're going to take what I've given you, and you're going to pass it out. And as you go, as you're obedient, it's going to happen. As you're obedient to speak, I'm going to fill your mouth. Sometimes it comes one word at a time. Sometimes it comes one phrase or second at a time. They're hungry. Feed my sheep, they're hungry. They're hungry for me. I am the bread of life. Yes, Jesus in communion is the bread of life, yes, but the bread of life is also the Word. They need to eat. Who's going to feed them? They need to eat. Who's going to feed them? These ones in the wilderness, they're hungry. They came from afar. They're ready to faint. He says, feed my sheep. Don't hide under the bed. Don't hide because of the insecurities. I'm healing all of that. I need you to stand with me. I need you to own your position with me. Join to me. I need you to stand up. Dust yourself off. Know that I'm healing you. And walk with me. Don't hide the new thing I'm giving to you. Don't hide the glory that I'm shining upon you. that white hair coming in my dream. You know, the hair is covering, but it's also glory. Don't hide the glory that I'm shining upon you. And so I have another scripture for you, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3, the New King James. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Thank you, Lord. And he says to end the word there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that we would be a people that would arise. We would arise, that we would shine. That we would not shrink back. That we would not hide the glory. That we wouldn't be afraid to shine brightly because of past trauma or hurts or rejection. But that we would have courage to come out and stand with you, God. I pray that we would have courage to speak the word of God, to speak the wisdom that you've given to us. I pray that you would help us in this birthing season. The season of growth, restoration. It's okay that we're different. It's okay. You're supposed to be different. It's okay. It's a really good thing. Rejoice. You're chosen. You're called. Rejoice. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy. We love you, Lord. You're worthy. Have a wonderful day, guys, and I will see you next time.